Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's a Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side, and we are here with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. And Jean-Luc, if you're unfamiliar with the name Jean-Luc, he originally comes from France, and he's been here for over 20-plus years. And we speak about different and various things, and he started off as a customer of ours over on the PM marketing side, but he's become way more than that. He has become a good friend. We've been starting to do these radio shows for a really long time. I think we're up to radio show 353 or something like
exactly.
That. We're pretty close to that. So,
we're at 363.
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of these radio shows, and we've talked about different and various things, everything from, of course, home-based businesses to what's going on with the economy, politics. Because Jean-Luc is a successful heart transplant survivor, meaning he actually has a new heart. It's not like he does heart transplants, although he probably could. He doesn't do it. He had one a couple of years ago. And as a result of his wonderful knowledge about health and nutrition and keeping the right mind, body, spirit, and all that sort of stuff in line, he is still with us, and we do wonderful radio shows. And tonight, he was trying to explain to me what the topic of tonight's radio show was going to be, but because we're on a cell phone, and maybe because my hearing isn't good and his accent is so well preserved, I didn't really understand what he was saying. So we're all going to figure out what the hell he's talking about on Building Fortunes Radio. So thanks for being here, Jean-Luc.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it. Friday, 14th of July. Does the 14th of July say something to you?
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Independence Day in France.
Oh, wow. Cool.
It's like you have your Independence Day the 4th, we have the Independence Day the 14th. But it's me. He was not really an
American.
Huh?
Independent from what?
Independent from the king or all the monarchy and all of this, and they create a republic. But it was a bath of blood and killing people and all of this. And it's for that I didn't celebrate because it's not really something. You know, many people celebrate many things in life with, for me, it's wrong because it's always a war or something. Do you celebrate the 15th of December?
No. What was the 15th of December?
Exactly. Good question. Okay, the 15th of December is the creation of human rights. Not a lot of people celebrate. You say you celebrate a war or something, but the 15th of December, creation of human rights by Robert Casson, okay, with the help of Eleanor Roosevelt, and they created the human right. But it was René Casson who created the human right, a French Jewish guy. I will talk about him another time. Tonight I want to talk. My title, Peter, is the 1936 Forgotten Olympics and American Hero.
So I heard the word Olympics, I heard American, and I didn't catch that other word. What is, spell it for me.
Hero. The hero. You say like
European.
No, hero.
Hero, like hero, like Superman.
Yeah, like
hero,
Superman.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like Joe Biden, like hero, like. Right, like Joe Biden, my hero.
Yeah, I know your hero is AOC. don't be shy, Peter. I know your hero is AOC.
AOC, yes, AOC, my hero.
AOC, your hero.
Right.
She's OC, your hero.
that's true.
You know what happened in 1936?
A lot of things, but nothing that I'm thinking about.
But at this time, it was an Olympics game in Berlin, Germany, organized by Hitler.
Oh. Yeah. So the Olympics were organized by Hitler in 1936. Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And to use as a propaganda for regime. And the American athletes, part of the organization, was voting to go or not to go to these Olympic Games because they say Hitler can take this to promote his Nazis stuff and the bad stuff he was doing. And finally, they decide to go. And tonight I want to talk about one guy. The name is Jesse Owens. Did you know this guy?
Yeah, he's a black guy. Ran real fast.
Yeah, exactly, a black guy. Yeah, good. Good stuff, Peter. Something else.
He was one of the first people to actually win an Olympic gold medal in track.
How many?
I don't know. I'm probably going to say more than one, but I don't know.
Okay, we'll talk about this. Jesse Owen, do you know Diane Nem?
Diane Daniels.
Yeah. But Daniels is her married name.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I don't know her other name.
Yeah. Owen.
Oh, wow.
He was great uncle.
Oh, they were related?
Yeah, absolutely, the same family. You know Candace Owen?
Yeah, Candace Owen, sure.
Yeah, he was. Jesse Owen is part of her family too, because
oh, wow.
Candace Owen is, I think, the nieces of Diane or someone related to Diane.
I did
all
not know that.
The same family.
Oh wow!
And Jesse Owen is born in. September 1913, 1913, in Alabama.
Okay. Wow.
And Ohio and met a coach named Lawrence Snyder, who was the champion of 100-yard, okay, and he kept this title for 11 years until Jesse Owen beat him, basically.
Wow.
And in,
I did not know.
In 1930, yeah, go ahead.
I did not know any of this.
Yeah, I know many people. I like some time to make some research and to look at some people and talk and make a talk about some people like this, because like I've done with René Cassin, the French guy who created the human rights. I have done this as a Toastmaster. Maybe one day I need to do this on a radio show, because it's very interesting what you have done. And talking about some people like this, because people forget, you know. Jesse Owen, in 1935, May 1935, you have the World War record on a broad jump, 200-yard run and the 400-yard hurdles. It's 1935.
Wow.
And after that, he was qualified to go in the Olympic Games in 1936. But the NAACP, you know, the association, the Black Association?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
The National Association of Colored People.
Association for Advanced Colored People, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, they met with him and his father and his family, and they asked him not to go. And
wow.
Jesse said, I run all my life, I prepare all my life to go at the Olympic Games, and you ask me not to go because he was something racial, anti-Semitic. With Hitler, And Jesse, yeah, but it's the same thing here in the U.S. Because the first run, when Jesse makes the first run, people was treating him as a Negro, as a bad guy, and all of this. But as soon as he run, everyone was, oh, yeah, he's a USA. You know what I mean?
Right.
Always do that. They denigrate you, and they treat you badly. But if you win something, oh, you are almost part of the family. And
right.
his father's name was Henry, and he said to Jesse, he said, it's your decision, because if you are not going, he will change nothing. But if you are going and you bring some medal, he will maybe change something.
No.
And he go. He has been. I find a movie about him. I will talk at the end. And he win 4 gold medals.
Wow.
Not one, not two, 4. The 100 meters, not yard, it was meter, because in Europe is meter. The yard is a little less than a meter. Okay? It's a little less. I think it's 96 centimeter, and a meter is 100 centimeter. And he wins the 100 yard, the broad jump with 8.06 meters, it was the record. And the 200 run and the 400 relay, he have this 4 medal. And he keeps this record for 25 years. Nobody beat his record during the next 25 years.
Wow.
This was in 1936. So, 3 years after, the Germans invited Poland and start World War II. And he was competing against a German guy named Karl Long. And he beat this guy, but they become friends, and they stay friends until the guy died during the war in Sicily. And when Jesse come back after the Olympic Games, he come back in New York. We have more than 1 million people who was lining up in New York to acclaim it and to receive it in New York, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was very, very, very a big stuff. The shame on this country is this guy is a four-medal Olympic Games, and he come back in New York. They organize a gala and dinner for him, but at the hotel, he cannot go through the main door. What a shame.
Wow.
Because he was black.
Right.
And his wife was black. And they have 3 kids, by the way. And they need to use the kitchen entrance, the back door entrance, and he cannot use the front door. And he was with his coach, with Snyder. And the coach and his wife can go. But he can go, and he need to use the back door with his wife. And he done it. The White House never recognized his exploit, his success, you know, in 1936. They never recognized his as a 1930 Olympic medal. Okay. He was only in 1990, after he died, okay, he have been awarded a Congressional Gold Medal at, I have difficulty with this word, posthumous, is what you say? Posthumous?
Yeah, posthumous meaning after his death.
Yeah, after his death. I know what he means, but in French
right.
We say posthume. The French word, you change it a little bit.
They're all French words.
After he's dead. And they give him a 1990 gold medal for being an Olympic and American hero.
Wow.
It's for that I want to talk about this guy, because I think shame on these people who are racist, you know, because I never be. And I think this is the summum of the stupidity. And when I go, I see some people taking over Diane. Oh, my God, these people didn't live a long time around us, you know? Because the summum of the stupidity is to be a racist. You know? This is very, very, especially now at this time. Okay. Even in 1936 or even before. What the heck, what does this mean? It's because these people have criminal action about an ethnicity, and because of that, they express their racism by boycotting these people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In L.A., you have a park at his name. One day, Diane showed me and said, yeah, look, we go to the park here. And she said, hey, Jesse Owen is the same name than you. I said, yeah, he's my great uncle. I said, oh, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, he was an Olympic winner for medal. Even Diane watched, because I found the movie named Race. R-A-C-E.
Oh, wow.
And she was, if you find it, where I find this? I think I find this on YouTube.
Wow.
Race. R-A-C-E.
And never heard of it.
Yeah, me, I already know some information about Jesse Owen, because Diane, when we go to this park, was talking about me, about him, talking to me about him. And one day, I like to check, you know, this kind of movie, Save the President, Save the White House, is always the same thing, same script almost, not the same actor, but almost the same thing. But I like to go to see, to watch some movie about one person. This movie is taking from something is real, because at the end they explain to you he was married with her wife was Ruth, and he have three daughters, and you see all of this movie is very interesting, because it's like a documentary about the life of someone. Okay?
Well, so okay, I've no real comments. I learned a little bit about Olympics in 1936 and Jesse Owens, and already kind of had an idea that, you know, we were, I don't know how to explain it. I guess it was a different, you know, I won't make any excuses, but it was a different world and a different mentality way back then. So I don't know how I might have been growing up during those areas, whether I would have thought the same thing or maybe thought a little bit different, I don't know. You know, I guess I don't know.
You know, there's something I know, Peter. First, I was, when I was in Paris as a kid, you see, when I was 16, I started to work on a construction building as an electrician. And I was working with people like Algerian people, Moroccan people, Portuguese people, Czechoslovakian people, some French people, but the most majority was people outside the country. And I heard someone saying, when you work with people other ethnicity, you learn to work with these people. You learn to, because when you are 8 hours with this kind of people, 5 days a week, you know, you cannot be racist, because you work with these people. These people teach me my job at this time. You see, when you have an exchange like this of a work or a community or talk, because you talk with these people, you live with them 8 hours a day, plus this hour when you go to it, because at this time it's 8 hour work plus 1 hour going, it's 9 hours a day. You are with other people, and you learn some of their language, you learn some of their habits. They do the same, and I remember these people teach me how to work. They teach me electricity. They teach me how to do some stuff. And because is what is it? Now, if you never exchange with this kind of people, sure you can be a racism. Okay? But I never right. been because I was living in some community when you have the one I have the most difficulty was not the people coming from Algerian, because in France you have a lot of Algerian people. Why? Because France invite Algeria, they say in English, okay? And because Algeria was part of France, these people was coming to France. This is normal, okay? And these people come and learn and work, and I learn my job with this kind of people. And I never have problem with the people, the alien people moving from Algeria to France. I had many problems with their kids, which born French, which don't want to work, and were going to fight or to steal or to do many bad stuff. Okay. All of them? No, but many of them. Okay. But with the one I was they were coming, they were living on a house or apartment, most of the time apartment, and they're going to work, and they are very hard worker, you know? And I never had this problem with these people. Man, basically, I have problem with stupid people who fight, people yeah. who are racism, or people who people do some stupid stuff. My God, this is, and we continue to see stupid stuff every day. Okay. Here, some people continue to wear a mask, and we say, this is stupid, you know?
Right.
Stupid.
Right.
But I never been racism, and also France was, you know, half of Africa, all the north of Africa, they speak French, because France was here. And when you go to Congo, Mali, Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria, and all of this country, they speak French. And this helps when you already speak the same language, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's interesting, because a lot of people, like, for instance, if they don't, unless they know the history of France's domination of a lot of different countries, they wouldn't suspect that people that were in Africa or South America might speak French. And I don't want to say it's weird, but it's different to kind of see that population. I sound racist, but it's weird to see that population speak so eloquently, because French is such a great sounding language. So it's just, it's a little bit different. I'll just say it as that. As far as the whole concept, I don't know. Like, it's hard to transplant my mind in, like, if we were in the, like, if Jean-Luc, if you were, say, for instance, if you were in the deep south and you were some white dude and you lived on a farm, which was really like a plantation, and everybody else had workers that were slaves, like, how would you deal with that? How would you treat them? I suspect that you would be kind, but I don't know if that would have been so, like, I don't know. Like, it's almost impossible for us to say, how would that be socially accepted by our family members? Like, is it that you don't talk to them? Is it that you have to act
mean
to them?
Peter, knowing me, I have done many things who have never been accepted by my family. And one day, maybe one day I will talk about this. I will go to marry I was married one time. We go to marry together. None of my family came to the marriage.
Oh, wow.
I don't care.
Wow.
I don't live for them. Like we say multi-level marketing, love them, but don't live for them. Or don't be with them if they are not good to you. I don't care. You don't want to come? Okay. I have no problem with that. Live your life. I love you anyway.
Right.
Two of my kids don't want to see me? Okay. It's not a big deal. It's not a problem. No, you want to see me, you know where I am, you come to see me. You don't want to see me, okay? My best love in life is my first kid, Brice. We love each other for, 44 now? For the last 44 years. We never have a problem together. Never.
Well, I suspect that I would probably be similar to your level of thinking, I'm guessing. I would have a hard time being mean to any human being that wasn't mean to me. So
what does it bring to you to be mean or to be brutal or to fight these people? Why? I remember that you say you live in New York. New York is a big melting pot too. You don't have only white people. You have what? Asian people, Mexican people, Cuban people, we find in New York. I've never been. I don't know, but I can imagine it's like Paris, you know?
Right. Well, there's a great website called humansofnewyork.com, and I think it's humansofny.com, but it actually goes over New Yorker stories. So it's a guy that decided that he was going to start. He was a photographer, and he knew how to build a website, so he was going to tell New Yorker stories. So I don't know that much about the website now, but I remember there was a time where I was actually looking at that website relatively often. Just before my dad passed away, and it was reminding me about all the different cultures that are in New York and all the different types of people.
Yes. And I'm sure that it truly is a melting pot. Some of them.
Yeah. Oh, I had plenty of
friends with some of them.
Yep. Yeah, we had friends with everybody. You know, the one thing that wasn't very big when I was growing up in New York was the Muslim religions. So we didn't have a lot of Muslims. Now there's more, of course. But we didn't have many of them, so I didn't have that much exposure to it.
Peter, Muslim is a religion, and the worst religion for me is the Catholic religion. When you learn about the religion where the Catholic religion have created, the Inquisition and all of this, is one of the worst religions in this planet is the Catholic religion. Muslim religion, if you read the Quran, are also... They push to kill the people like the Catholic religion.
Yeah.
Catholic religion was organizing war, taking some army in England, France, Spain, Italy, and Germany, and going to kill people in Israel, what is now Israel. And why to do that? And when I was 10 years old, I say I quit this religion because my father and my mother put me in this religion. I was 10 or 11 years old, and I quit this religion. I decided, I remember like it was yesterday, I say this religion is not good because I don't want to hear God is good and let kill these people on other country for God's sake. And I say, quit this religion, I know. He have a movie with a guy do Braveheart with what is his name? The actor.
I don't know which one.
Peter, the actor who play on Braveheart.
Oh, in Braveheart, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson is on this movie. If I remember correctly, the movie is the last Templar or something about Templar. Okay.
Yeah, well,
And at one point he is he's in this area, he's now Israel, and he was killing and killing people, and he have a preach here and say, kill all this enemy of God, and Mel Gibson say, I don't know God have all this enemy. God have
right.
no enemy. You have no enemy. The Catholic religion have enemies, yes. Yes. But God have no enemy.
Yep. Well,
maybe
that's,
one
yeah,
day
that's
I will explain how I see God. This is an interesting viewpoint.
Yeah.
What do you say?
No, guess what? We're almost done with our radio show, but one last thing, just as a little plug for a movie that I just saw. So I don't go to the movies as much as I used to, mostly because of my eyes. But there's a movie out called Sound of Freedom. And it's a movie that was...
I just heard about this movie today.
It's a great movie talking about the child sex trafficking industry. And although I've known, because we've done some radio shows and stuff like that about child sex trafficking, and I've been following it for quite a while as a result of just, you know, just following it and the horrible nature of the industry. But it's a great movie. So for anybody that might be listening in, I highly recommend you go take a look at it. I personally brought my daughter and her friend to the movies with me because I can't drive and they needed somebody to drive me. But she was with us, and I wanted them to see it because they need to be exposed to these types of things. And we have my son and his wife going to see that movie as well. And it's a PG-13. So for all those people that are wondering, is it really, like, do they show child abuse? Yes.
It's too bad. I cannot go.
What's that?
I cannot go.
Why?
PG-13.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. So because it's PG-13, there's nothing that's really, I'm going to say offensive. So for those people who say, I could never see a kid being abused, you won't. If you say, I could never see a girl being raped, you won't. It's PG-13. So I guess, although those things happened for real, they didn't happen in the movie. So it was a good movie. It was totally okay for mature audiences. And it's a great storyline, and it's a tearjerker in some spots. But I'd recommend it to just about anybody. So back to you, Jean-Luc. I'll let you wrap it up. We will wrap this one up.
I recommend this movie. Yeah, I just hear about this movie today. And I say I need to watch it. It was on my list. And I recommend guys go on YouTube and watch this movie, Race, about Jesse Owens. And look how not only train, how these people hate him, especially at the beginning because he's a black, okay? And how he want this. I think he's the only one who wants 4 gold medals by itself. I have not heard about another guy, even since this time, who have won 4 gold medals by itself.
Well,
Do you know someone?
Yeah, men who's won 4 gold medals. Sure, you got Bruce Jenner, who is now Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner was the white guy, the track and field, the track guy, who's now the chick, Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay,
you know,
and
you
won 4 gold medals in the same Olympic Games.
Oh, I'm almost positive he did. I'll check.
Okay, check, and we talk about this.
Yeah,
because he won
only
one game, 1936, and he won 4 gold medals.
Wow. Well, he's a good athlete, that's for sure. Okay, so we're done with that radio show. Jean-Luc, you have a great night, and thanks for the education, and we will catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.